have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Indeed, we focus on whole life prosperity and whole life success here on the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in. This is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kismina here coming at you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you hit that play button. I am so grateful that you did. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. We do, together. We're all in this, right? We focus on success and prosperity, whole life success and prosperity. And when I say whole life, I mean all of it. All of it. All the different areas of our lives where we look to be satisfied. Where we look to satisfy any longing and discontent by moving into the realization of our dreams, our goals, our desires, and our aspirations. Today, I want to talk about you, about the way that you're feeling. Because sometimes we are our own worst enemies when it comes to manifesting our dreams and our goals and desires simply by the way that we're feeling. And what I'm talking about is when we get in that funk. And I think every single one of you knows exactly what I mean. Those days where we're just in that valley, maybe not quite a dark night of the soul, but that place where, hey, I was so high for so long, really going after my dream, really going after my goal, and today, or last night, I just feel kind of funky. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling really good. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, because you have to take care of you. You are very important. You are a key ingredient to experiencing the life you want to experience, right? It all revolves around you. It all revolves around your soul, your body, your mind, your spirit. So we got to make sure that that is taken care of. So what do we do when we get in that funky place? So I'm going to share some ideas that should work for you. And we'll just kind of go through them and see if we can't move you out of that funk. Maybe this is a good exercise and episode to bookmark and come back to when you're just not feeling it. You just got the blahs, for lack of a better word. First of all, you want to make sure that you have gotten plenty of rest, right? Because a lot of times when we get in that funky state, it's because we're going. If we're, you know, that goal achiever, if we're that overachiever, if we're the one that is always pushing because I gotta work, I gotta do this productive activity, I gotta take this next positive step, I gotta keep going, we get run down mentally, physically, and emotionally. People don't realize that when we're fatigued and we're tired, emotionally we're drained as well. And especially if we're working on the achievement process, achieving a certain goal, an aspiration, and we're working diligently day in and day out. We're passionate about it, so we do lose track of time. But when we get fatigued, we know we're fatigued when we're just physically drained. That's pretty obvious. We know when we're drained mentally because maybe we're not thinking clearly enough. Maybe we're being reactive to other people we care about. Just other people in general. Doesn't even have to be care. People we care about. It can be the next person in line, the clerk at the convenience store, or whatever. So we know mentally we're starting to be short. But what about emotionally too? Emotionally we start to become drained, and things upset us easier. Things irritate us easier. We're easily agitated, and that's just a sign to stop, drop, pray, meditate, rest, whatever you got to do. So bookmark this episode so we come back to it. So step number one, make sure that you are well rested. If you have to stop, go to sleep, or take a nap, do it. You have to be well rested. The next thing is just to take personal responsibility for yourself and the way you feel. And we're going to do that by just sitting by yourself, just getting into a quiet space where you're not going to be disturbed. Probably at this point nobody wants to disturb you anyway, because you're just annoying and irritable, and nobody wants to be around you anyway. So this should be an easy one if you're in a house with other people. But you want to sit by yourself and put on some soft, gentle, relaxing music. And what I thought I would do today is move a little bit in to our experience here with each other. So I'm going to bring in some music in the background here, very gently. And that's what we want to do. We want to just sit for a while by ourselves with some peaceful music on. And then just allow yourself to close your eyes and drift into a light state of meditation, or just a state of contemplation. Maybe you're not a meditator yet, because I didn't convince you that's what you should be doing every day. We'll get into that in another episode. But just sit in the quiet with the gentle music on. I call it a light state of meditation. You can call it contemplation or reflection, just thinking about things. And I know what you're going to say, and we're going to deal with that, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be sitting there, and at first, you may fight this feeling. First of all, you're going to fight this feeling because you're going to be in the quiet, and if you got this far, great, because you're probably fighting it all the way. When we're in that funk, we're just like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't feel like doing that. You know, we almost like we're addicted to playing the victim. We're getting comfortable with feeling miserable, right? So let's just sit. We know we got to do something. We know we got to make a shift. So we're sitting in the quiet. We got some gentle music on in the background. We close our eyes a little bit. And the first thing that we're going to probably do is tell ourselves we don't really feel like doing this. And now you're going to probably start, if you just kind of force yourself to sit in this space, you're going to probably start thinking about and focusing on all the things that are wrong, what's wrong. And at first you're going to look at, well, the other person did this to me, the other person upset me this way, the other person upset this condition isn't right, this bank account doesn't look good, I got this here, I got this problem, the guy at work yelled at me, I don't want to go to work, the boss is terrible. All these things are starting to come in your mind, and you're validating and justifying why you just feel like you belong in this funk, because the world is just coming down on you, right? But it's you that gets to think thoughts about those conditions and those experiences. Again, this is taking responsibility. So if you're still here with me now, kudos to you. You're taking responsibility. And what we have to do is stop putting the blame on everything else outside of ourselves and taking full responsibility for the way we feel. Yeah, crap happens. Life happens. Stuff outside of us happens. It does. But we get to choose how we either react or how we gently and calmly respond with poise. And I'll admit, I gotta work on this with the best of them. I sure do. I let myself get tired. I just let myself get run down. I work. I get drained emotionally, physically, mentally. And I just have to step back, drop, roll, pray, meditate, get in the quiet with some gentle music. So what we want to do is move away from those thoughts that we're focusing on about everything that's wrong outside of us. And we want to start gently moving to that place where we focus on what we want and how we do want to feel. Because if we noticed we were in a funk to begin with, well, then we were probably in that space where we felt good before we were in the funk, right? I mean, it only makes sense. It's the law of opposites. It's the law of contrast, really. We were feeling good at one point along the timeline. In our experience, we were feeling really good. That's why we noticed that we were in a funk. We just noticed, hey, I'm noticing what I'm noticing. I'm in this funk. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like thinking positive thoughts. I don't feel like working on me. I just don't care. The world is crashing in around me, right? We get there because that's the contrast telling us that, hey, you felt really good. You had this going on at one point, and now you're down here in this little dark valley. So we're recognizing that. So now we start to think about the thoughts of how we felt when we felt good. Then we start to internalize this, because remember, we've already taken responsibility, saying, okay, the outside world is happening. I'm taking responsibility for me. So we start to remember and think about how we felt when we felt good. When we were on top of our game, when we are centered in love, centered in passion for what we're doing, right? So we want to start to remember, yeah, that's what I want to feel again. That's the objective here. I want to feel that way again because I have recognized that I'm in a funk. The next thing is we want to realize and accept that although we're in this funky place, this funky feeling, that it's temporary. So if you can look back over the course of your life, ever since you've noticed what you're noticing, you can say, yeah, that's right, I've had peaks and valleys along the way. And looking back at those peaks and valleys and connecting the dots, I indeed do feel much better when I'm at the peak, when I'm at the top of my game. I don't always like how it feels down here in the funk, in the valley, in the darkness. Feeling sorry for myself, playing the victim, complaining and blaming and justifying. So now we're shifting our thoughts. Instead of thinking about those things we don't want, we're starting to think about the things that we do want. And we want to feel good. We've felt good before, and it feels better than not feeling good. It's simple, right? I know, we still got to get there, but at least we've accepted the fact that, yeah, right, I got to make a change because I don't like feeling in this funk. So we continue just to sit in this place, and now our thoughts are starting to shift, and we're starting to think good thoughts, affirmative thoughts, positive thoughts. We're starting to think about the way that we do want to feel. And then, yes, we play that tug of war with a monkey chatter. That monkey chatter is the ego just talking to us. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. I'm the ego. I'm the victim. I need love. Hug me. Well, hug that place. Hug that place, give it a big hug, say, I love you, mini me, or whatever you want to call it, you know, and just set it aside. Just set it aside. Give it some crayons and a coloring book, all right? But really, that's what we're doing. We're setting that ego place aside that feels hurt, that is drained and tired and exhausted. Hopefully now maybe a little more rested because you followed these instructions. We're just setting that aside and we're going back to that center, that essence that we're made out of, which is love, which is goodness, which stands in the flow of grace. But we can only receive that grace when we're willing to accept it. And that grace is that divine favor, always flowing, always on, always showering and bathing us in that which is good. So as we start to think these new thoughts, we're spending time away from the thoughts that we don't want to think and the feelings we don't want to feel. So another thing that you can do, and again, just be gentle with yourself through this whole process. Depending on what you're going through, sometimes it may take longer, sometimes it may be a little bit easier to move through this and move quickly. I'll tell you, if you do it on a regular basis, you can make the shift more quickly than if you've never done this before. So the more often that you do this, and you might get to a point that it just feels so good to do that you're doing it every day, and then we get into meditation, but that's another episode. So just think about that for a little bit, and then repeat words that will lift you. Words themselves, just the words. You don't have to affirm the words. Words themselves have an energy and a vibration to them. When we hear them and when we speak them, just like the words have an energy to them when we say, well, I don't feel good, I'm a victim, I was this, somebody did this to me, somebody was punished, somebody yelled at me. Just like those words have energy, so do words like peace, tranquility, serenity, love, joy, strength, understanding, compassion. All those words have energy. Now, we're not affirming them yet, we're just speaking the words. If we say, I feel so much love right here and right now, well, chances are that monkey, till we're totally out of our funk, that monkey chatter is going to kick in and say, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. So just right now, just be in the vibration, the energy of the words. Just let them play across your mind over and over and over again. And repeat that words until you feel that lift. And then just surrender. Just surrender to the energy, knowing that you're going to move out of this valley because you have before. You always have. And you move back into your sweet spot, that place that feels good. I always say feeling good is feeling God. And that's what we want, because that's what we're made out of. Let's feel good. Let's start right now. One last step, and this is critical. Do this in everything you do. Spend a few minutes practicing gratitude. Get yourself to a place of thanksgiving. We're not going to be able to hold two opposing thoughts. So once we move through this process and start it to feel good, let's be grateful for the feelings of goodness, for the flow of grace, for all the good in our lives. Practice Thanksgiving day in and day out. And that'll do it. We'll just wrap it up today with the gentle, peaceful music playing in the background. And let you drift in peace and tranquility. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you've been listening to The Genesis Frequency.